Thank you so much for joining us this morning for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. It's always a joy to have folks join our staff here at Brookside, and we're thrilled to be able to have Brother Dan Holcomb. We're calling him Pastor Dan, and as he has assumed the responsibility of our children's ministries here, Pastor Dan, glad to have you with us this morning.
It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you so much. This is an opportunity for you and your wife, Katie, that as you begin to minister with all the members of our church and teachers and things like that, would you say that without a problem, you can say my plate is very full?
Yes, it's quite full. And the longer I'm here, the more I look into what we would like to see the Lord do here, It seems to get fuller.
Many of us have fuller plates as time goes along, but what an opportunity, you know, as you look at the year-round schedule of children's ministries and as we consider what God is doing in the lives of children. I really am excited about children's ministries. It was during that time that God, first of all, saved me at the age of 6, and then at the age of 9, specifically spoke to me about full-time Christian service. All of that can take place during these very important years.
You know, I listened to that testimony, and that's really where our heart is, To see the Lord work in the life of these children and just grab a hold of their lives with more than just the facts, but with a passion and a love for God.
Right. Tell me when you came to Christ.
Well, I have a testimony that is probably similar to many people who grew up in church.
Okay.
I don't remember a time when I wasn't in church growing up. My parents were very faithful. I remember going forward when I was 9 years old, making a profession, but I didn't really know what I was doing, and it wasn't something where I truly was trusting in Christ. It was just something that I thought, hey, everybody else is doing this. This is what I should do.
All the rest of the kids maybe in your Sunday school class or something
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so from that point forward, though, I started kind of living the life that you were told you're supposed to live as a Christian. And
okay.
As I grew up, and we moved from Arkansas up to Michigan, and as we got involved in the church there, my mom was church secretary, my dad was on the missions board, and just really got involved in all the different aspects of what it meant to be in a Christian school. So I got real comfortable with being who I wasn't, if I can put it that way, and was living a life that I thought was okay.
Right.
But it wasn't until I was 15 when I was at camp up in northern Wisconsin at Northland that I realized if I died right now, I wouldn't go to heaven. And I needed to make that personal.
Right.
I still remember who was preaching. I can't tell you what he was preaching about.
Sure.
I just know the Lord was working in my heart. And
Right
away, I went out at the end, went with my counselor, and trusted Christ as my Savior.
Camp. The time to kind of get away from anybody and everybody and everything that so often is a distraction.
Exactly. You get out of your comfort zone a lot of times, and everything that, like you said, everything that you're used to is not there. So there's a focus there that you don't typically have when you're at home or just functioning within the church throughout a youth group or whatever it is.
Yeah. Did you go to camp with a youth group?
I did. Our church, we went up there as a big group. It was a big, big week. There was quite a few kids there, obviously, with other camps.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just myself, but I just remember the Lord working very specifically in my life the second night. He had taken all the distractions away, all the things I would have normally been doing there in that time. And and it came to be that was my last time I actually was able to go to camp.
Isn't that something?
And so it's just really neat that it's embedded in my mind what God did for me there. And
you know, Pastor Dan, when I think about that, many times we have young people that would love to go to a summer camp but just don't have the funds. And what a blessing it is for adults, maybe grandparents, not necessarily for their own grandkids, but folks that say, we have some funds and we want to invest it in our next generation. And they will help pay for a child's trip to camp, teenager's trip to camp, or maybe give them jobs that they can work at around their house like many times our youth group does. And many of our folks are thrilled to be able to have a part of sending somebody to camp.
Absolutely. And we're even talking about that now as we prepare to do a junior camp this summer.
Okay.
And then a teen camp as well.
Yeah.
The part that you get to play in what the Lord might do in the future of a young person, it can't be overstated. It's something that you can look at that and say, mm-hmm. The Lord allowed me to have a part in that aspect of that child.
That's awesome. So at the age of 15, came to Christ. Did you immediately go back and share this with your folks and all your friends?
I did. The next day, I went up to my youth pastor and some of the kids in the youth group and said, I trusted Christ as my Savior last night. And my youth pastor was excited.
Right.
And some of the kids were surprised. Like,
because they thought, you know, you're already a Christian. What do you mean?
Exactly. You do the same. I mean, why are you just now? How do you know that you weren't before? I said, well, I know. And I think the Lord lets us know. And then as soon as I got home, I told my parents.
Good.
A couple of weeks later, got baptized.
Yeah.
And that was, I won't say it was exciting, but yet it was nerve-wracking because I had lived this life
right
in front of all these people claiming Christ, and now I'm coming back and saying, hey, what I was living was a lie,
right?
But this is truth. And so it was nerve-wracking, but it was humbling. And I think that's what the Lord does for us. Salvation is humbling.
You know, Pastor Dan, we have teenagers listening to our broadcast this morning, maybe getting ready to go to school, that type of a thing. And it could be that the same thoughts are going through their mind as they're hearing us talk, that, wow. If I told anybody that I needed to get saved, man, that would shake up some people. But you've never looked back, have you?
No. The Lord used that, and obviously it's a turning point in your life, but I've never regretted telling people, even some of the people that were shocked. And I think the Lord will use that, and the Lord's used that testimony for other kids that were in that same situation to say, you know what, it doesn't matter what my parents are involved with and what people think of me. I need to own my own faith. I'm not saved because my parents are saved or because I've acted this way. And to humble yourself, and you'll never regret it. And it was within 2 months that I knew the Lord was calling me into full-time Christian service.
You know, some teenagers would say, well, that would be terribly embarrassing. Well, just stop and think, how embarrassing would it be for the rapture to take place?
Right.
And you still be here.
Right.
And then one day stand before God knowing that, boy, I let my embarrassment stand in the way of my eternal salvation and life with Christ and life in heaven. Duh.
Exactly. That's
how smart is that, you know?
Yeah.
So it was very shortly then after your salvation that you felt the Lord leading into full-time Christian service. Tell us how that happened.
You know, I was just praying. I spent a lot of time with my youth pastor. He had poured his life into me, loved on me. And as I was watching him and the effect he had in my life, I felt like the Lord was just really working in my life. Because I said, Lord, not because I want to be this, but I want to be used in the ministry the way he's been used in my life.
Right, right.
And as I thought about that, I had a peace about, you know, I think the Lord wants me to go into the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point forward, I never doubted it. Well, I can't say that. I doubted it once, but the Lord confirmed it when I was in college. There was one time where I started to doubt, and the Lord just used an opportunity through an extension church while I was at Maranatha to confirm in my life that this is the call that I have for you.
Right.
And from that point forward, you know, despite struggles and different things that we've been through, we know that's what the Lord has for us.
So your major then in college was what?
Church ministries and Bible.
Okay.
So it's almost a double major.
I
graduated with a degree in church ministries.
And that is specifically designed, just like it sounds, to have a ministry in a local church.
Correct.
Okay.
And it's designed around focusing on teaching on youth and children, and all the classes were focused on ministering and teaching within the local church and preaching and just really connecting you to how to learn to teach, if
Good.
That makes sense.
Good, yeah. And tell us about your family.
I have a wonderful family. My wife grew up in a Christian home as well, Katie. when we met at that time, she felt like the Lord may have her to be full-time in missions. And so we weren't dating right away, but the Lord really worked in her life. I didn't have to say anything, but she really, her whole life, she had trained to be in the ministry, and that's what her passion is. So the Lord brought us together in a wonderful way, just through mutual friends, so that we can serve together. And then Caden, my son, is 10, and he has a real heart. He's a real soft heart for people. And Jordan's just a sweetheart. She's our girl. She's 7 years old.
Good.
And Caden's a huge Bronco fan. I know that may not impress everybody.
In
so
Wisconsin,
he's pretty excited right now.
You're willing to say that. Huh?
I am. I am. I have to bob and weave sometimes. But
tell me about the influence that your parents and Katie's parents may have had on you with the idea of full-time Christian ministry. Was there any pushback from them or counsel that they may have given you?
You know, my parents really emphasized doing what we believe God wanted us to do.
Okay.
They never pushed us in any direction.
Uh-huh.
And they never discouraged us from any direction. They just supported us, said, you pray about what God wants you to do, and you follow his will, whether it be a teacher, whether it be working in a retail store, whatever it is. My dad was a design engineer within the automotive industry. But yet he was faithful in church, served on the mission board, served in every aspect of the church. So we were involved in the ministry in multiple ways. So by example, they showed us the joy of being in the ministry.
That's important, isn't it?
It really is. And I never woke up on a Sunday morning and wondered if we were going to be at church.
Right, right.
And I never figured on a Wednesday, am I going to church tonight? It's what we did. It's part of who we were.
Right.
Not because it was a stand, but because we loved the Lord and that's where we wanted to be. And so as I told them that's what I believe God was calling me to, they were 100% supportive. Katie's heritage is pastors on both sides. Her grandpa on both sides were pastors, and they were trained to live their life as though they would go into the ministry. And so they were very encouraging to both of us.
So what I'm hearing you say is if you have children in your home, let them know that whatever God may be calling them to be and do, encourage it.
Amen.
Pray with them and develop the character in them that whatever God calls, they are prepared to answer, yes, Lord, yes. And we've come to the end of our time, but I trust you'll join us again next time because we want to continue to ask Pastor Dan some questions because many of you have children at home or you are facing decisions like Pastor Dan. We want to talk about what it's like to be in the commercial world before he joined our staff here. So join us the next time as we continue this conversation. I trust that God will bless you in a fantastic way.